She can hear us. She can smell us.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Film and Everything Podcast.
What's going on, guys? It's the Film and Everything Podcast. Welcome back. We got another episode today. We're gonna do. We're gonna talk some Jumanji. What is it? The Jumanji, the next level.
Yeah.
Jumanji, the next level. You know, with The Rock, all the whole cast is back again for the sequel to the first Jumanji. Well, like the remake of the Jumanji. The first one came out what 2 years ago.
Yeah,
2 years ago. So. You know, hopefully you guys stick around with us and check us out, just what we thought of this movie. Before we get into it, what did you think of the first Jumanji?
It was alright, it was good.
It got pretty good, I think it was like a 75, 77 critics, and then like 80. High 80s by users. I enjoyed the first one.
Good. I think they released it like when Last Jedi.
Yeah, it was around that time. It was around... When Last Jedi came
like,
out?
It was like a week before or two.
Yeah,
before.
And it was a surprise hit. It made tons of money.
The new one is making money now, too.
Yeah, it made tons of money. The studio was like, oh, okay, we'll do another one. And here we are. It was a surprise hit, probably. Everybody went to go watch it. When
it's The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock has that appeal. It was a surprise. I enjoyed it. I didn't like love it. I thought it was a fun movie though. I wasn't expecting much of it, and then when I did see it, when we went to go see it, I was like, oh, you know what?
I didn't watch it in theaters. I watched it.
Yeah, at home, right? I saw it in theaters.
I didn't.
Yeah, no, I saw it in theaters, and I thought it was good. I actually enjoyed it. I had some laughs. It was fun, and that's what you want out of a movie like that. So I enjoyed it. It made sense that they would do another one. It made tons of money. It was like a surprise hit for them. So, and you enjoyed it as well, or you were kind of like, oh, it's fine.
About the first one?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I wasn't too hyped about it because I don't, like, hate Kevin Hart, but when Kevin Hart just plays himself, it's just kind of like, okay. Like, it's...
He gets too much.
Yeah. You get fatigued after a while. It's like, yeah, it's going to be Kevin Hart yelling. And so, but which is one thing that I want to talk about with this movie. I guess let's just get into it now with this one. I actually liked Jumanji, the next level, a lot more than the first one. And the main criticism that every critic is going to tell you if you're reading up on it, oh, it just redoes the same thing. They just mixed up the characters and who The Rock plays. And
yeah,
fine. And I actually enjoyed it a lot more than the first one. I loved The Rock playing Danny DeVito. I thought he actually did really well.
Because
I was nervous about it when I went into it. I was like, man, is this going to get overplayed? Like, is it not going to work? Because that's hard. Like, The Rock. That's what I like about The Rock. You got to respect him in the sense, like, he really goes out of his comfort zone for things.
He doesn't care. Like, he
goes out of his comfort zone. This time, he's like, all right. He's doing comedies, you know? He's not sticking to the action guy. He's doing comedies, and now he's really branching out. He's doing, like, a Danny DeVito impression, which is, you know, that's hard. And he said that he hung out with Danny DeVito for, like, the longest time, and he's super nice, and he was just catching his little things. He said Danny DeVito was really honest with him, telling him, like, if he sucked, he sucked. And he'll do, what are you doing? You know? And The Rock did really well. And even, I mean, Danny DeVito approved. He said that he called him and told him, hey, like, you did it, you know? So, to me, you know, there's critics saying, oh, it redoes the same thing. It's, you know, it's just like the first one, but they swapped the characters. I understand one criticism was, like, they wanted them to expand more on the game. Like, something with VR or like just change up the gaming aspect of it. Maybe it's like a different type of game. I don't know. Something really specific, but plot-wise, I don't know how they would do that because it has to be the same game.
It has to be the same device.
How this story happens, like he gets sucked back in, he wants to go back in, etc. No spoilers from the, you know, the trailer. But this movie, I think, worked a lot more for me than the first one. The Rock was good in the first one too anyway, but... The Rock was even better here. Kevin Hart made me laugh in this movie. And
yeah.
I'm not a big Kevin Hart fan. And he made me laugh. Like, he did really good. But he changed. He wasn't playing Kevin Hart, you know?
He was playing Danny
Glover. Yeah, Danny Glover. And he had, like, that really, you know, my voice saying. Talks really like that. I thought he did great. Like, as that. Like, he was genuinely making me laugh. Him and The Rock stole the show. The first one, I didn't really feel that way. It was just...
Jack Black, too, was pretty funny.
Jack Black did good in the first one, and he did really good in the second one. Yeah. But I think The Rock and Kevin Hart steal the show. Yeah. And... Because Kevin Hart in the first one was a lot of, you know, I don't eat cake. Ah. And I was like, okay, I get it, you know. But this one, it was a lot. It's a slower Kevin Hart. Did you know? Like, whatever. And it worked really. Him and The Rock have a great dynamic in this one. This movie's actually surprisingly, like, I heard that people were saying, like, it's actually, like, surprisingly heartwarming. You know, it's like a nice. Yeah, I actually, it does. It does work. I like the Danny DeVito, Danny Glover dynamic.
Yeah.
It is kind of heartwarming, you know? Like, it's nice. Like, towards the end of the movie, I actually thought it worked. It wasn't, like, too cheesy or something. Mm. So I actually thought that worked in this movie. So the movie, to me, it's, I think, right now it's, like, at 68 critics, and it's, 80. I think, higher. It's, like, at 88 right now. Yeah. So it's higher than the first one for audience. Critics, because critics are just going to say they did the same thing. They swapped the characters. Yes, they did that. It worked for me. I thought it worked. It's simple, yeah.
You can't listen to critics anymore.
Because they're like, oh, but fundamentally, it's the same thing. It's like, okay, but did you enjoy it or not? You know? There's some critics that didn't like The Rock doing that. I loved The Rock doing Danny DeVito. Yeah. The Rock really, like, The Rock does great in comedy. Like, at least for this movie, you know? He did really well. Kevin Hart was great. Jack Black, as always, you know? And then the other supporting characters they're pretty solid, you know? They're not... They don't steal the show.
Yeah, the girl, she's the same. She's like the same, the girl.
Yeah, she stays the same in this one. So the big twist is like with the main, The Rock and Kevin Hart.
And Jack Black.
And Jack Black, because Jack Black plays Fridge this time.
Yeah.
And then other things happen. We won't spoil it for you now. We'll get into spoilers later. But yeah, I enjoyed this a lot more than the first one. Because there was I was reading up. Some critics were like, oh no, don't even pay for it. It's the same thing. I was like, man, really? Like, I don't know. I enjoyed this one so much more. The third act does get a little draggy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in spoilers. The third act does slow down a lot. And then that's when I was kind of like, oh, like, all right, I'm ready for this to end now. I think it's a little too long in that sense, because it had me in the whole time. And then when it was ending in that third act, I was like, okay, I'm ready for this to be over now. You know?
Yeah.
You can tell they had to, like, wrap it up or something. So, I really enjoyed it. What did you think? Did you enjoy it as much? Or
yeah.
You're laughing pretty hard in the theater.
Who?
You. Like, we were both laughing pretty good.
Like, yeah, because I was like...
Man, this is... Like, the humor was
different.
Like, not different, but...
It was good. I was like, man, I was like, wow,
it was, like, that stupid humor. Like,
it was. It was, like, stupid. Like in the intro, when he comes out, Danny...
DeVito. Yeah, oh, yeah.
When he comes out, he's, like... The second you see him... He, like, steals it. Like, Like, you can tell he's, like one of those, like, veteran actors.
Yeah, yeah. There's some funny scenes with him in the beginning.
Like, he was, like, funny. I was like, man, like, this is actually pretty funny.
Yeah,
then when The Rock and then him and Kevin Hart, I was like, okay, this is actually pretty good. And Jack Black was pretty funny.
Yeah, Jack Black is always good. He's always good.
Because he was playing as the Fridge.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, like, I can see him do it. Like, he did good. Like, I was like, man, this is pretty funny.
I'm the old fat dude. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like laughing. Like,
yeah, I laughed a lot more than the first one, definitely. And you know, that's
the first one was more like, huh?
Like, yeah, the first one was like, oh, this is fun.
I was actually like, I had to kind of like stop myself.
There was times I was like, man, is this gonna go? Like, I actually wanted them to go more. Like, I wanted them to go further in the comedy with Kevin Hart and The Rock. Like, I was waiting for certain little things to happen. Like, but that's just me thinking like, oh, what I would do in like certain scenes. Like, there's some comedy scenes that. The movie was so, like, this close to being, like, that funny where I thought it was going to, like, make me just, you know, like, go off, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain little fight scenes. Or you know how there's like, stupid comic bits that you can do, like, in those, you know? So, there's, like, little things. I was like, man, if they actually just added a little bit more,
it was funny too,
this scene would, like, kill me, you know? But it did. It made me laugh. And I don't know. It's a fun movie. It makes you laugh. You feel good watching it. You know, you're having a good time. So
yeah, because
it was awesome. I'm glad I saw it.
Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't really care.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wow, this is
I went into it just.
Good.
I went into it just kind of like, yeah, let's
see. It's The Rock. I want to support The Rock.
Yeah.
It's The Rock. And Jack Black.
Yeah.
I like Jack Black. Yeah. It's cool.
I went into it kind of like, oh, you know, all right, let's see what it's all about. And watching the movie, I just kind of like, you just forget and you're just having fun with it. It's funny. And it really does. It's awesome. Like it really does a lot.
Because you know? Kevin Hart, he did good. Like he was
Kevin Hart, he like I never say this about Kevin Hart. He actually like him and The Rock. They steal the show. Like there's some funny scenes in this that I'm glad I watched it. I'm glad I watched this movie. You know, it's
I'll probably see it again.
Critics are like, oh, don't even waste your money. I think you should.
I would probably see it again.
Yeah, like, I think you should. I would recommend this movie because it made me laugh. Like, I don't know.
I had
like,
fun with it.
Yeah.
It was like...
And that's that we went into it kind of like, oh, whatever. Like, I think we were kind of tired already. We were like, yeah, let's go. It was like late. We saw like at 10 or something.
I wasn't tired, but I just didn't really
care. I was tired. I was just kind of like, all right, whatever, let's watch it. Watching the movie, I was like, man, this is so funny. Yeah, it really like brightens the mood.
My popcorn, my soda. I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah. It's awesome, yeah.
Sit back, relax, and
it was a lot of fun. Like
it's nice to watch those movies because after a while, I was like, I want to turn it off and just
exactly. Roll with it. You just want to like not think about anything, just watch it, have some fun, and you laugh, and it brightens the mood. You know, it's one of those movies that you just watch and that's it.
Yeah, because like, you can't watch like Lighthouse movies every day.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't be want you know. So watching something like that, it's fun.
It's like Hobbs and Shaw.
When it's done well, you know.
It's like Hobbs and Shaw. Like, yeah. Hobbs and Shaw, you have a good time with it.
Yeah,
like,
but yeah. This one really worked. This one really worked.
It was good. It was good.
Because there's some movies that it's just too much, and you're like, this is stupid. But this worked. Like you
like
know?
What was the movie? Bumblebee.
I thought I was gonna enjoy that, and yeah, but the third act does drag like a good amount to where it's like okay.
And there's some swaps I didn't like.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in spoilers. But there's some moments where, and I get it for story purposes that they had to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Third act drags a little bit, but man, before that, from beginning towards that, you know, the third act does have some funny moments, but. Not like the rest of the movie, you know. There's a scene with The Rock and this girl, and it's hilarious. And the thing is, The Rock is playing Clueless, like he's playing a Clueless Danny DeVito, like in a game. I don't know. It just works. They did really well. I mean, really surprised.
Like it's not a spoiler, but The Rock with the mustache and the.
Yeah, there's a scene. You're gonna see a different type of Rock in this, and it's funny, man. Like The Rock,
it's
that type of humor that they were. They were just being ridiculous with it, you know?
Yeah, it was dumb. Like, it was just dumb.
Because it
dumb.
Is a game, you know? So that's what's awesome about it. So,
yeah.
So I would definitely recommend this movie. Don't listen too much. Especially with comedies, you can't listen too much to the critics because they're going to just look at it fundamentally. Like, oh, it's structurally the same thing, but The Rock is playing this. And they just swap the characters. There's nothing new about that. Fine, I get that. But it worked for me. Like, it genuinely made me laugh. I enjoyed it more than the first one.
The first of The Rock was playing as that nerdy...
Nervous kid. Yeah, and he did good.
He did good. It was funny.
But Kevin Hart was just playing Kevin Hart.
It was just Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So that's it.
And that's what I was like, he had some funny moments, but it wasn't like this. Like, this movie, he was, like, cracking me up.
Because he was playing, like a slower...
But he did so well with it, too. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, if Kevin Hart can, like, change it up like that, man...
And I'm glad in the trailers they didn't spoil all the comedy.
Yeah, moments. They didn't.
They only showed like the little simple
the main
ones.
Stuff. Yeah.
But none of the like all of them. There's like, oh,
some.
Wow. Like, there's
some
they
funny
easily,
moments. Yeah.
Because I don't like when trailers spoil the comedy moments.
Because when you watch it, you already know the joke. You know.
So it kind of ruins it a little.
Yeah.
Bit.
What else? The kids, the younger cast.
Yeah, they try.
They're
to get,
fine. Yeah, they're fine.
They're just they're okay.
It's weird that kid. What's the main kid's name?
Oh, I don't know.
But he's in Hereditary.
Yeah.
His acting, he's great in Hereditary.
Wait, somebody
when he tries to do this role, it doesn't work for him. I think it's just maybe not his type of role. He tries to play like the clumsy inhaler, like nervous guy. Maybe it's just the way that like it's written or something. But I didn't.
Hey, you see him?
I don't buy it. But then I see him in Hereditary, and he's crying.
He should have been nominated for Hereditary.
Yeah, he was amazing. So maybe that's more his type of role. I understand why he's doing this. I mean, it's probably a good paycheck, you know?
He doesn't do anything.
He hasn't done anything else.
No,
right
I'm saying like in the movie, he doesn't do anything.
No, yeah, he's like in the beginning.
He just walks
out. Yeah, so, and I think the filmmakers know that. It's just a very simple. But yeah, like his humor, like it's very small amount. It's like one
he's
line.
He's just there to move...
Yeah.
Like the whole plot.
Yeah, because there's like one comedic scene with him when he's working. I was like, that fell flat, you know? And I don't know if maybe it's just the movie, like the scene, how it was written. But he's a great actor, but it's kind of like Finn in Stranger Things. He plays better. Finn?
Who? Who's Finn?
Oh, no. I'm getting confused with his actual name. Mike.
Oh.
Mike in Stranger Things, and it... In the It movies, he's so much better than what he's starting to be now in Stranger Things. Because in the first season, he was good, but seasons, two, he was still getting away with it.
No, three, he was one.
Three, he's older, but he's still trying to play, like, the nervous kid. It doesn't really work with him anymore.
Because you see him in the Ghostbusters, he's like...
In Ghostbusters, from what we saw in the trailer and also the first two chapters, he plays, like, the douchey, like, funny, loud mouth, bad mouth kid. That he works perfectly with that. But in season three, now that he's older and Stranger Things, that role's not working for him. So I think this guy, I can't remember his name from Hereditary. I think he's having that same. There's just some roles that are for you and some that are not. I get it. You're getting a paycheck. I don't have a problem with it. But it's just something that I noticed in the beginning.
Yeah, because even the first Jumanji, it was the same thing.
It was the same thing in the first one too. He was like, but then I saw him in Hereditary. I was like, oh, that's the same kid, you know?
Yeah, he can act.
So yeah, he can act. So that's minor thing. Like the kids, yeah, they're there. You know, they're fine. But I thought the story was good. I liked where the story was going. I thought it was really funny, which is the main thing that you want to go for. It's fun. I wasn't bored. I wasn't thinking of whatever else. I was watching the movie entertained. Third act drags a little bit. You feel the same too, right? Like
a little bit.
I felt it in the crowd and like the movie was starting to drag a little bit. This movie's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
It's a pretty long movie.
Yeah, but it was good. I had fun with it.
Yeah, I had fun with it. Definitely recommend it, guys. If you're thinking about seeing it and you're not sure, definitely check it out. Because, again, for comedies, that's one thing with comedies. I don't like listening to critics too much. Because, like, what movies make me cry of laughter? The most recently was, like, Hot Rod. That scene with the...
Even Game Night.
Game Night was well-reviewed, though. Game Night was well-reviewed, yeah.
It was,
though. But... the movies I've seen lately that I can remember that made me cry are like these low ranked movies.
Yeah.
Hot Rod.
Dragonfly.
Superhero movie. Is it a superhero movie?
That's the Dragonfly.
It's Dragonfly. Right? Yeah, that one. They're the stupidest things ever, but and they. It's just.
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots.
Loaded Weapon.
Loaded Weapon. Stupid movies that are probably like below 50 on the critic score, but. They're funny. You know, that's why with comedy, it's super subjective.
When we saw the Loaded Weapon, I was crying.
Yeah.
Because
I'm guarantee you that movie is probably like at a 15, 20%, you know?
Because the way they did that movie was so... Because, like...
It's meant to be stupid.
The way they did it, it was so on point. And it's stupid comedy. You know?
Yeah.
It's
stupid comedy. Not that Jumanji's not at that level, obviously.
No, it's not.
It's action, adventure, and all that. Yeah. But there's some comedy moments where I was like, man, they're not being afraid here. They're really trying to be ridiculous and make you laugh. So that's why I really liked it. You know? So anything else before we get into spoilers?
Well, the score, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll give it like an 8. Like an 8. It's an 8. Like
I lose the 2 points because of the third act.
Yeah, third act and... some of the other new cast members don't really...
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil it because that's not really shown at all.
No, they're not.
In the trailer. So,
they're not.
There's some new cast members and little pieces here and there, story-wise, that didn't work for me. The guys who really keep this movie afloat, Kevin Hart, The Rock, Jack Black, every once in a while he jumps in, does a funny scene, you know? So,
he was just Jack Black.
Yeah.
He's going to retire.
Yeah, he's going to retire, supposedly. I think he's got, like, maybe one more movie or something.
Yeah.
Definitely stay
mid-credits. Well, not even. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, it's just stay, like, a few minutes after the end of the movie. There's going to be a little extra there, which is really cool, I thought. I like the tease there. So, I like where they're going with it. I'll watch another one.
Yeah, I'll watch another one.
I have no problem.
Depending on how they do the other one. Let's see.
Yeah, no problem.
Because I have a little worry.
Yeah, which we'll talk about now in spoilers. Because, yeah, it's interesting. I'm curious to see where they're going with that. So, yeah, guys, I give it an 8. You give it an 8 as well.
Yeah.
We both give it 8s. We're going to jump into spoilers now. So if you haven't seen the movie, go watch it. You can come back. There's not really, like, massive. I mean, it's a comedy movie. There's not going to be massive spoilers, but...
Yeah.
You know, so thank you guys for watching, for listening. We're going to get into spoilers now, so let's talk. All right, guys, we're going to talk some spoilers right now. We had a little issue. The camera turned off on us and the mics, but we're back on now, so that's no big deal. So where were we? Let's talk Jumanji spoilers. First thing we wanted to talk about was the post-credit scene. Mm-hmm. Well, mid-early credit scene. I was worried. I think you were worried, too. the new kids, I thought, oh wait, so is the new one gonna be with just the kids?
Yeah.
I was like from a marketing standpoint, that's not a smart move. You have The Rock, Kevin Hart, Jack, you know, all these characters, all these actors that bring in the money flow. But you made a good point about how it's probably gonna be that dynamic of these characters of Bravestone and all these characters coming in to the real world now with the kids, which is kind of like the original movie. The original movie, the game opens up and it comes to you. So I think that's the I thought that was a great tease, because now you're changing it up. Now, you know, the critics now can't say anything because now it's coming to us, you know?
Yeah.
And now you're going to have the characters.
Well, so the, hopefully.
Maybe. Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. It seems like the more common thing, you're going to have the characters. Now the kids interacting with the characters that they've always played. And seeing the characters for what they are, and it's going to be an interesting, you know, dynamic there. So I think that's a good, that's cool. I would want to watch that. I think that was a great tease, because I was a little worried when I was hearing people talk about a third one, and I was like, man, but how are you going to do that again? You know, here this movie gets away with it, with the kid that he doesn't feel the same anymore.
Yeah.
He wants to feel that again, of feeling strong and all that. I get that, fine, you know, and then the rest of the crew have to go and save him, and, you know, et cetera. But you can't do that again.
You can't
get away with that again. And the whole Danny DeVito, whoever thought of that idea of having Danny DeVito and Danny Glover, that's an interesting, you know, dynamic there.
Yeah.
Very interesting dynamic. So, I would want to see a third one like that. That would be interesting. What do you think it would be called? Jumanji, the final level?
Yeah.
The next level, the final level.
It's not my job.
Probably the final level. I would watch the third one, though. Would you want to watch it?
Yeah, but it depends on how they do it. Because now, for the third one to be tricky now. Because you have the kids doing something.
Yeah. It can get messy.
Then you have to have...
The main
stars.
Yeah.
And like, how's The Rock going to play? Is he just going to be The Rock? Is he going to be... Is Kevin Hart just going to be Kevin Hart?
Yeah, that's the interesting part. So unless they still get to choose their avatars.
Yeah. What I was thinking was they like absorbed into the character one more time in the real world or something.
In the real world, yeah. But then how do the jokes work, right? Like, what would be funny, because yeah, if they just be the same characters again, just in world, then you're kind of that's going to be a problem. Because where do you get the comedy now? How do you get something fresh? What could be interesting is maybe them trying to show the characters the real world.
That's the best bet.
You know, and then the characters realizing, you know, maybe emotionally, like what they can do is the characters start like loving where they are, but then they can't stay there and they have to go. You know, they can start creating relationships with the kids and their characters and their final goodbye with the characters. That could be a good...
Hire us.
Huh?
Hire us to write
the
movie.
Hire us, yeah. That could be something there, you know.
For Kevin Hart, you have to make him like that smart zoologist.
Yeah, something similar to this one. You can mix a little bit of this one and the first one.
Yeah, because if he's just Kevin Hart, then yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
because that can be an interesting dynamic with Fridge and Kevin Hart's character. You know, like, there's little things here and there that I think could work. And it could be, like, the last one and, like, the kids, you know, like, their last... send off with their characters or something, you know. Now that the characters are in their world, you can have kind of like that, what is it, fish out of water jokes, like the characters in the real world, how does it work?
Yeah.
How does it, you know, so you can have The Rock kind of clueless, like very like heroic, like kind of like Thor or something, where he's super like, I'm Bravestone, but you know, and he's, so that could work. I can see that working. And
yeah,
having
because
them,
if they were to choose their avatars in the real world, how do you get out of the characters?
Yeah, and it just wouldn't...
And plus...
You don't want to play that again, you know?
Yeah, the nervous...
And you're not going to get away with swapping characters again either, because you already did that, you know? So now you're in a bit of a...
And plus, who are you going to swap now?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. Maybe that seems like the most logical thing, where it's the kids and
it's a mix of both. Like, yeah,
because you always want to have emotion in these movies. Like with this one, you do have the emotion with Danny DeVito's character and Danny Glover, which I actually thought the Kevin Hart and The Rock did well in the scene when Kevin Hart talks about why he went to go apologize.
Yeah.
To Danny DeVito, and he's found that, like, he was sick and he just wanted to talk to him, make things right. And I actually thought that scene worked really well. with The Rock and...
Yeah, because they were still in character. It was like,
oh. They were in character, but they... I don't know. They handled it really well, especially Kevin Hart, you know? Yeah. Which was really good, because that scene could have just gone south and just been like... Like, towards the end, like, the third act, I think, was a little rough with Awkwafina, if that's her name, when she's playing Danny DeVito.
Oh.
I didn't really like her take on Danny DeVito. Because now, not that felt like they were pushing the line a little bit. Because now you got another person to do Danny DeVito, and you're having like the jokes from the beginning of the movie with this person. It was like it was already too much. But I thought The Rock and Kevin Hart really did well with that scene. And he finds out that he's sick. That's why he went to go talk to him. And I actually like I saw it coming, but I liked the scene when Danny Glover's character stays in the game, you know?
Yeah.
And decides to just... He's a flying horse. And he's... You know, so it made sense for that. I thought that was... I just... A part of me wishes it was The Rock still playing Danny DeVito. I don't know, because you start getting used to them playing those characters. So then when you kind of switch up in the third act, everyone back to normal, to each of their character, and you have Awkwafina playing Danny DeVito, and then she has to deliver the emotional line of saying goodbye... I was like, oh, like, I don't know. I didn't feel it the same way as if it was The Rock or something, you know? But then Danny Glover's character is not Kevin Hart anymore either. He was the horse. So it was a tricky situation. But I get why they did it. But I thought that was good.
Is he going to be back for 3?
Maybe. Maybe. Because if the game opens up to the world, now he's back in as the horse or something. I don't think they're gonna have them back, unless he is just the horse, and you don't need Danny Glover anymore, you know, like you just keep the character alive as the horse. I don't know. That's gonna be tricky. Is Danny DeVito gonna be back? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
In the post credits.
He's a manager now at the restaurant again.
Yeah, and they're all running animals.
Yeah. In front of so I don't know. That would be fun to just see Danny DeVito.
Well, he can't really do much.
That's the thing. Yeah. What else? Yeah, the third act is probably our biggest issue, right?
Because they switch back.
Yeah, like they go back to normal, like with their characters, which it made sense why they did it. And I thought it was funny when they're coming out of the water and stuff. That was cool.
Yeah,
it was funny. So stupid. Yeah, but yeah, that's when the movie just started like declining. Because
it was one again.
It was one. It didn't feel fresh, and the humor wasn't landing. Because now they had to like. End the movie, but also they had little snippets. Like Jack Black, I think, was the funniest one. There is a funny scene with Jack Black and Kevin Hart in the elevator. You know, about having no balls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was funny. That was funny.
He has no balls.
Yeah, but like when Kevin Hart was being himself again, and when they offered him cake, and he went crazy because I didn't. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, like we're back to the Kevin Hart humor. And it didn't work. It didn't work.
That wasn't funny. That
was
funny.
So.
Again, if it was playing the other guy, he would have been, oh, cake, you know.
Yeah.
So, my grandson.
Yeah, whatever. So that's where... So the third act does start to drag, and then the movie ends. You know, they defeat the villain. The Hound from Game of Thrones is the villain in this. I would have actually liked to see more of him, because that scene in the bar with the thief and stuff, like, there was some good moments with him and, you know, what they could have done there, kind of making fun of his character, because he looks scary, you know?
Yeah. Thief! I was waiting for that,
like
Kevin Hart smart ass.
Like a one-liner, like as the Danny Glover, because he's scary looking. I was like waiting for him to say something like, oh, give this man a comb, or, you know, something like stupid. I was waiting for it because he was so scary looking, but they didn't.
There was another movie that held back in the jokes. What was the other movie that we saw that was holding back?
Zombieland. Yeah. That was different reasons, but here, I think they didn't want to overdo it, but I actually thought if they did...
Yeah, because...
Like, that scene would have been funny, like, looking at the Hound's character.
No, but I was, in the sense of, like Jack Black. Because you know how he was playing Fridge?
Yeah, he did good. He did
good. You know, he was so funny, though. Yeah. He did good, but... I don't know. You know when you feel like they can do more, but they have to, like, no, wait.
Yeah,
like,
and like, also, you know? I think also, too, a lot of the screen time is going towards The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So, and I think, for me, it worked. Because, they really did good in this one. They really did good. Yeah, but I would have liked to see that. Like, there's moments I was like, oh, go a little bit more, you know? Like,
go a little more.
I was waiting for Kevin Hart to say something. Like, that little one-liner about the Hound's character.
Yeah.
Because his hair, he looks all destroyed. And, you know, I was waiting for something there. Because The Rock, we got that, you know, with the girl.
the girl, or when he's talking to him, how he doesn't want to leave, he wants to stand and fight as the Rocket.
That's perfect. Yeah, like I was waiting for something like that with Kevin Hart and the villain, like I was, a little something there, but we didn't get it. I don't know.
Yeah, that scene with the Rock and that chick.
That was hilarious.
That was good.
Like, you know, a movie is starting to like get to you, like funny when it's funny because like you're already expecting it. When the girl's coming in and she's looking at him, I was like, oh yes, like, yeah, like, gonna... that's because we believe the Rock. Like the Rock is funny. Like that's and you know, I would have never thought. You know, I would have never thought.
Yeah, because he was the nerdy type of when that worked.
Yeah, because it's like.
But as Dan DeVito, he's that confident, like old school guy. Yeah. So it worked more.
Yeah.
Like even in the ending when he's talking to like trying to get that job, he does that smoldering like stare. Yeah, that was
funny.
Like he does like
he the gets stare. The trick from this game. And yeah, he's like,
he does the
sound effect. Yeah. That was funny. I don't know. This one worked on me a lot more than the first one.
Yeah, because like when you see him, he's like this old grumpy old guy. He falls off the chair.
When he falls off the chair.
I was like, man, all right.
This is working, I don't know. I feel like they really I don't know. Maybe they're a little bit more confident.
More comfortable.
They're more free to just be funny. Like, it made money. People liked it. And, maybe with the first one, they were still
I really hope this one makes money, because I don't mind. But I'm curious
I think it's made $60 million so far.
That's good.
The first few days. I don't know about right now. It topped Frozen?
In the box office.
Oh, so that means it's... Yeah, Frozen's making money.
Yeah, but it's I'm assuming it's.
Yeah. I'm sure it will.
And hopefully.
I'm sure it will, and I think it's gonna give a little fight to Star Wars.
Because people love.
It's gonna give Star Wars a tough time, I think. Star Wars is trying to stay afloat, and it's the Rock.
No, and people want to like kind of throw jabs at. At Disney. Yeah. So let's go watch Jumanji instead.
Yeah. So
you know all these hardcore Star Wars fans, they'll do anything just to...
Yeah, no, and this movie's honestly fun, man. I would recommend it.
I had a good time with
it. I would recommend it. Anything else in spoilers? It's not much to spoil. They all switch back.
Yeah. I didn't like the girl's take on Danny DeVito. I wasn't a big...
Yeah, Awkwafina. Yeah. It was starting to run out a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, she was like... But the way she was doing it was a little too much for me.
Yeah, it didn't work. And
Nick Jonas is Nick Jonas.
Yeah, he's just there. What else? I think that's it.
I'm trying to think.
Third act definitely drags.
And that guy comes out from Game Night.
Which guy? He comes out.
Denzel impression.
If he's in the next one, I would love to see that.
Because he's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he does like something like he's has in that mid-credit face.
Scene.
He has that face like that.
Yeah, yeah. I would love to see him in the next one. Yeah, add him in there. And
hopefully he's in there.
That would be awesome.
Because in Game Night, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, he is. He should have had more, I think, in Game Night. He was hilarious, from what I remember.
Game Night was a good one. That's a good one. That's funny.
But, anything else before?
I think...
That's pretty much it. There's not much else to spoil. They switch back in the third act.
In the llama scene was funny. Like, Kevin Hart getting off the llama. I'm going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, I know Tai Chi. That was hilarious. Like, that was, because, again, it wasn't Kevin Hart just being like, yeah, I'm going to punch you now. You know, because in the first one, there's a scene like that. Like, I feel like
he's supposed to be playing his fridge.
Everything that they did in the first one worked better here because they were playing. Because Kevin Hart in the first one, they had that fight. He's like, yeah, come on, I'm going to put, you know, and it was like, okay. It's like, I'm a small joke, you know? But here, he's like super confident, like, I study Tai Chi. I don't know. It was goofy, but it was funny. I liked it a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, like, with
don't listen to the critics,
when
guys.
The Rock was fighting, he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was doing like it's the so Dan weird. DeVito voice. I can't, so like the Rock
doing that. That fight scene, I would have liked to see a little bit more, like that dumb humor, you know, like in that Key and Peele, the Miami Vice one or whatever.
Yeah.
When he's punching the guy in the stomach, but he just keeps punching him and punching. Like that's how. Like I was expecting something like that in these. Like.
But the thing is, it's a game, so when he punches them, he has that.
Yeah,
super strength.
That's the thing. But so, I would have loved to see like a part like that, you know. Just because I find that hilarious, so like those stupid little jokes like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like with this one, they're more like dumb with it. Like, let's just roll with it. I mean, you have the Rock and an afro and a mustache.
Yeah,
like,
the Rock like playing as Bravestone's parents.
Yeah.
And it's him with the little afro mustache, like, no.
No, like yeah. The Rock.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That,
like, he's...
I love him for that. Like, he's just having fun with it.
I mean, you know? Look at him in Hobbs and Shaw. He's wearing a little tight shirt.
Yeah. I thought that was... When I remember seeing that, I was like, oh, dude, this movie's going to be funny. Like, when he killed his parents. And then The Rock like, no. I was like, man, they're really going full on, like...
Full dumb with it.
Yeah. Like, it's that scene when they throw him off the plane, I was waiting for a little one-liner from, like, Kevin Hart or something. When they're, like, him saying, oh, well, what's... You know, and then they fall. But they didn't. There's certain little things. I was like, man, they should have added these little snippets to really make the scene funny, and they don't. And then, like, the scene is still funny, but it was missing that little one-liner.
But because I guess they didn't want to overdo it. Because you know how some spoofs,
yeah,
it goes on for a little too long. Because
that part when they fall off the plane, I was waiting for, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Like, I was waiting for them to be like, oh shit, you know, and then fall, or like in the bar when it's like, I got the thief, you know.
Yeah, yeah, like
they yelled thief, and I got you.
Yeah, that was good.
It was funny. I think it was better.
I kind of want to watch it again. Like, yeah, I want to, like,
even talking about it, it's like, oh yeah, that's pretty funny.
It's pretty, like, it was.
It reminds me how funny it was.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
I would definitely recommend it, guys. You know, go ahead and watch it if you're trying to find a movie to watch. This one is honestly a lot of fun.
Yeah, The Rock is good. Like when they're trying to, like, tell him who he is, they, huh?
Yeah.
He's like, what?
I was worried about that. I was like, man, is this going to work? But
it worked.
They didn't overdo it. They changed up the comedy. They didn't just rely only on that type of comedy, you know? So.
And Jack Black was good,
too. Yeah, guys, don't listen to the critics, though. Don't listen, because this movie's honestly a lot of fun. I enjoyed it more than the first one. You did, too, right? More than the first one?
Yeah. I don't know what the part that made, like, I laughed a lot was when Jack Black was running. And when he fell, he twisted his ankle. Yeah. Ah!
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Little things like that. Like, I don't know. The movie worked, man. It just worked.
Even like the part where like he's holding like the fire. He's like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It just worked. The characters, you know, they do really well. They all do really well.
Like, it was well done. Like,
yeah. It was fun.
Let's see how the third one goes. They make it. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's making money, so.
I'm sure they will. Let's see.
Hopefully it makes a good amount of money.
And they're sticking to the same formula like right before Star Wars and. They're confident. They're confident, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised.
Think it's going to make money. I think it's going to make money.
It's The Rock, and plus people want to, like, you know, it's Star Wars. You know, like, everyone's not really happy with Star Wars right now. So.
Yeah. Let's see. But, yeah, guys, that's our discussion on Jumanji, The Next Level. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We're going to be, because we got to watch now at...
Watchmen.
We're watching Watchmen, the season finale.
We caught up to Watchmen,
and we got like two episodes left of Mr. Robot. There's the new episode tonight, the last, you know, two episodes.
Man, yeah, watch two good
so we're going to be watching those back-to-back tonight. We're probably going to talk about Watchmen, the finale, and the whole series as a whole tomorrow. We both beat Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order this weekend, so we're going to discuss that, too. We're probably going to have Fernie on, and we're going to probably talk about that. The game and talk some Star Wars as before the movie comes out this Thursday. So we'll probably have like a Star Wars episode and talk about the game.
Are we gonna be able to talk about the movie?
What do you mean?
When's the movie come out?
No, the movie. The movie we're gonna do Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that. But I'm talking about the game. We'll talk about the game on Tuesday and just Star Wars in general and what we're expecting from the movie since that's gonna be a big event.
And
Mandalorian comes out Wednesday. So it's gonna be a lot of Star Wars this week. So, you guys are gonna have a lot of episodes. I know we've been a little slow, maybe like the past week, maybe since the episode before. We got a lot coming in now. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. If you're watching, thank you for listening. As always, we really appreciate it. Follow us on Instagram at filmingeverything_podcast. It's growing. We're trying to hit like 2,000 followers. We're almost there. So. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. Leave us a review. Leave us a like if you're watching, or comment what you thought if you disagree with us or anything. We got a dislike on one of our videos before. And what was it that Viraj said? He was like, man, I wish I could get a dislike for something. That's awesome. That means, you know, when you have haters, that means the podcast is doing well.
Yeah.
You know? So if you guys want to dislike too, anything's good, man. So thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for listening.
If they dislike it, doesn't it? Like,
it's still activity.
Oh, it's still activity.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you're having a great day or a great night whenever you're watching this. And goodbye. Till the next one.
Till next time.